Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's September 22nd, 2014. Sure hope you had a good weekend, time with friends and family members, attended a good church service, spent some time reading or relaxing, or maybe you were that U of I fan that when things look gloomy, the rain showers and thunderstorms and lightning came, and you said, what's happening with my team? And then after an almost two-hour rain delay, they returned to the field with a very slow start, getting further behind. And you thought to yourself, is this still worth watching? And I know some fans did not return after the rain delay. Well, surprise, surprise! What a great ending and finish for the Illinois football team. Well, as a result of that delay, I called up a new friend. Her name is Nancy McGlathery. She's a board member of IHC, International Hospitality Committee. She's the liaison assistant director. She's volunteered with this organization for a number of years. She's hosted international students with her husband, and they have an affiliation with ISSS, the International Student and Scholar Services. Because Holly and I are a host family to a student from China, and Nancy organized that, and I've been thinking, you know, our Great News Radio listeners could be fantastic host families, and maybe there's an international student tuned in now that is unaware of this program. So I called Nancy up. We had about a 20-minute conversation, which you'll hear in its entirety. So let me give you a little information, and then you'll hear our conversation. The website to find out more about hosting, registering, or learning more about the International Student and Scholar Services is iss.illinois.edu. iss.illinois.edu. You'll see a link at the top titled Get Involved. Click on that, and then you'll see subtabs International Hospitality. Click on that, and then International Friends Program. So stop by iss.illinois.edu, or you can call the offices 217-333-1303, and I'll give this information out again at the end of the program. So here's my conversation in its entirety with Nancy McGlathery. Thank you, Nancy, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends, and tell us a little about IHC, the International Friends Program, student scholars, and your affiliation, your involvement, and why you think it would be a great match for our Great News Radio listeners to get involved.
Oh, thank you very much. Our organization, now called the International Hospitality Committee, was actually founded in 1952. When some of the women in the community noticed that there was an upsurge in international student enrollment and that some of the students appeared very homesick and lonely. And at the time, they decided that they needed to do something about this. And the first program that they inaugurated was the International, what we now call the International Friends Program, which was then called the Host Family Program, in which interested international students could apply to be matched with the family or individual in the community so that that student would have somebody in the community looking out for them and somebody they could go to with any questions or concerns that they had. And very soon after that, these same women founded friendship groups, which were small groups for interested student spouses mainly, but that has expanded somewhat. And these friendship groups usually centered around a certain, whatever the need was among the student wives or visiting scholar wives. In those days, it was mostly the wives. Now that's all coeducational, of course.
Well, I think it's a wonderful program, and throughout the years I've been affiliated with various programs with the University of Illinois. At one point, I think 5 or 7 years ago, they matched me up with a couple Chinese bankers that were in here for a semester or two. And the goal was just befriend them, show them some of the community, maybe some of our American holidays or traditions. Or in my case, one time I took them out to eat and I had to kind of explain how to order, like what rare meant versus medium rare, which is well done, to what an appetizer is. So it was a lot of fun to meet up with various people. And what I appreciate about your program, I got an email, I don't know, some months back, and we talked, and so you matched me up with an international student from China, and Tracy and I have gone out, and Holly and I and Esther, and done a number of things together, and it's just a great way to help these new international students, maybe it's the first time they've ever been in the United States, to feel befriended. Like you said, sometimes they're homesick, and just to have them out to your home, or to take them out for a meal, or just to walk them through what the mall's like and expose them to all the variety and choices.
Yes, it's very important. And now we have an ever-increasing number of rather young international student undergraduates, which is a new development. And some of them are as young as 17 and have never been away from home before. And so you can imagine how much homesickness there is among them.
Now, what's the affiliation with IHC and the ISSS, the International Student and Scholar Services?
We work under their auspices with, we have a liaison officer, and we work with them and for them. Our organization has always been a volunteer organization from its inception and worked very closely with ISSS. They help us by letting us use their office machinery and their franking privileges when necessary. And we have a liaison officer with whom we work very closely. And they're really very helpful in giving us ideas and connecting us to opportunities which we can afford the students. They know what's going on in the community, and they nowadays have Facebook posts and so forth about what activities are going on in the community that might be of interest to the student and scholar families and that kind of thing. So we get a lot of help from them.
Now, Nancy, say I'm a Great News Radio listener. I have a family, and I'm thinking, this sounds like an interesting program and to befriend an international student. How does it work? Is there a website, and how do they register?
Yes, that's a good question. They register by accessing on the University of Illinois website the Office of International Student and Scholar Services. And on the home page, at the top in the center, are the words Get Involved. And if you click on Get Involved, you can find a link to the International Hospitality Committee. And when you do, you will find application forms and information for students and scholars and for hosts. And if you want to be a host, you can fill that out online and submit it according to the directions. And it goes to the Office of International Student Scholar Services and the website they've created for us, and also to my personal email.
Okay, so International
Student and Scholar Services.
I think even if you did a Google search on ISSS, I think it even pulled up the U of I.
It does, yes. And if you do that, you also get University of Michigan, University of Tennessee, and all the, but you get a whole lot of equivalent offices all across the country, mm-hmm. including ours.
Well, and it's a wonderful registration process because you literally get to put choices down. Like, I would like a student from Brazil,
yes.
or Asia, or you can pick out mm-hmm. different countries of preference, and if they can match you up with someone, then that's the ideal. And you can put, you know, non-smoking,
that's
athletic,
correct.
Or maybe they're interested in art or
exactly.
different things where you can make it become mm-hmm. a real match.
And so we try to match people when we see something that stands out like that. We try very hard to accommodate those particular preferences. The students must apply in order to participate in our program because we otherwise don't know who or where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great variation in the degree of need that students from various countries feel for a program like ours.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very few students from the Americas in general, meaning from north to south, seem to feel the need of a program like ours.
Mm-hmm.
And very few Europeans. A few, but very few. And so we can't always match the host with a student of preferred nationality because in some cases those students don't apply to the program.
Mm.
And if one is concerned about those students who are most likely to be homesick and to have those problems, unfortunately, those students often don't come forward.
Mm.
So the gregarious students who want to participate in everything are more likely to apply to our program than the students who need it most.
Mm.
And that is a shortcoming. And we've recently realized that some, and I'm also talking about perfectly happy and well-adjusted new students, even some of them don't even know that our program exists. And even though the information is available and some of them find it for themselves online, but some of those who might need it the most don't seem to find it.
Mm-hmm.
That answers one of the concerns you talked about this morning.
Yeah, in fact, that's one of the reasons, I guess, threefold of having you on. With me, in case you just tuned in, is Nancy McGlathery. She volunteers, but she's also a board member of the IHC, the International Hospitality Committee. She's volunteered for a number of years, and she and her husband have themselves hosted different international students.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to inform our listeners because I think it's just a wonderful program. In fact,
yeah, it is.
In the past, I've been matched up, as I mentioned, some Chinese bankers.
I know that program. That's from the College of Commerce, and they have these civic leaders from China.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the program you're talking about. And they were a delightful group of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I've been matched up with, a student from the Arab Emirates, one from Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. one from Amman, Jordan.
And great.
It's just a delight. You know, I've taken them to various events and befriended them, had them out to the house. Said, this is how we have a Thanksgiving meal with the turkey and the stuffings. So,
yeah, so do we.
And there's
so much other food that even the vegetarians can stuff themselves,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much food.
And so I wanted to raise the awareness of the program, hoping that some of our Great News Radio listeners might entertain the idea, hey, I can be a host family.
Absolutely.
It's
the easiest thing in the world. They just want to see what everyday American life is like.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see what the kids do at school, things like high school athletic events, pageants in the elementary schools, seeing the children in little plays and seeing them sing in choruses, things like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know it was wonderful with Tracy. We had him out to the home, and we went to a football game, and little Esther is walking along, and he's from China, and he said, well, in China, there's the one-child policy, so I don't have any brothers and sisters.
Right.
And I said, Esther's now your new little sister.
Absolutely.
And they held hands and walked along, and he just was beaming and enjoying
yes.
it. So I told him, hey, you're just a part of the family now.
Absolutely.
And he's come to some studies and events with me. And so I wanted to raise the awareness, because I'm sure there's some great news radio families. But
absolutely.
This could also be, say, maybe it's a single parent. Maybe it's a...
Absolutely. The structure, family structure, doesn't matter at all.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some grandparents raising grandchildren. We've got single parents. We've got retired people who've never married at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even got a few students themselves who want to participate in the program and befriend the younger students. I just got an application tonight from a Korean-American senior. She was born in the States and everything, and she wants to befriend an incoming freshman if she can.
Mm.
So we have student hosts as well as retiree hosts.
Hmm. And I'm thinking there may be some international students even tuned in right now, or maybe you are a neighbor, or you befriended an international student, and they're unaware of this program.
Yes, that's right.
This would be a great program to steer them towards, because mm-hmm. the commitment for the host family, at least something every other week generally.
Well, actually, we know that a lot of people are, even especially the students, are too busy for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's optimum if it can be arranged. It's mutually arranged between the student and the host. But we do recommend a minimum of contacts, with the idea that you can do as much more as you can.
Mm.
And that is, we hope that they see the student at least 3 times a semester, and that they maintain ongoing contact as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the students are swamped with academics, and they have to do it in a completely unrelated language, and they often feel so pressured that they do have to refuse some invitations. And we hope that the hosts realize that and are not offended when the students have to say no.
Yeah, no. In fact, a few times, hey, Tracy, do you want to do something, realizing it's Friday night? And, you know, sometimes, hey, it's Friday night, he's going out with the club.
Well, that's good, too.
Yeah.
That's good, too. I mean, we do think, you know, their social lives are very important, and we're there for them when they need us.
Mm-hmm.
And another perk is we have no official grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
We raised 5 kids, and we don't have one official grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, how did you manage that? However,
yeah.
through the program, we're nearing 30 surrogate grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
These students grow up, get married, have kids. And in the cases where they visit the States or they stay in the States, we see them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's an unexpected, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, well, it's a great way to just befriend someone, to love
right.
on them, to encourage them. In the case that I'm recently involved in with Tracy, we were emailing when he was still in China, and then...
I know, that's ideal. That's absolutely ideal.
Yeah, and we continue to text and update
mm-hmm.
each other, and just a great, great
that's great.
Kid.
We have that with a Turkish student that we were hosting now,
mm.
too. We took him on before he arrived here, and that was very nice, and he's an absolute delight. So.
I think it would be a great thing for you, a great news radio listener, to investigate, to pray up, to think through, to carve out a little time. You can make a difference and really impact a student with just loving on them and showing
mm-hmm.
them around town. And I know one time we called Tracy, hey, we have 30 minutes, we'll pick you up, we'll take you to Dairy Queen, we'll chit-chat and drop
yeah.
you off, and so it was something that simple, we
absolutely.
In and out.
It can be very simple, you know, a cup of coffee on campus or any Very, very simple. We took a young Chinese couple that we're now hosting to the Prairie Fruit Farm. Mm. And we just, that was just about 3/4 of an hour, their last open house, and we had a great time. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed at the ISS website, there are some scheduled activities that you can participate in and some training or seminars.
Yes. ISSS has seminars that are open to the public, but IHC doesn't exactly have seminars, but we have lots of material and information about what is the appropriate way to relate to an international student and what kinds of things to do. We have lots of material. There's an interlink program through the counseling center that concentrates more on looking for the possible psychological problems, you know, because it's from the counseling center. But on the other hand, again, sometimes the students who need it most don't come forward for that either. Mm. So it's always a problem.
Nancy, is there a phone number for our listeners to call or a specific website to find out more information?
Yes. You can go to that website that I indicated as far as the International Friends Program. And we do have friendship groups, too. And they're listed on the IHC website, which, as I said, is accessible through the ISS homepage.
Well, thank you, Nancy, for informing us of this exciting opportunity for our Great News Radio listeners to get involved. And if you're an international student and maybe you've landed on one of our four frequencies and you're kind of intrigued, you've never been told about this resource that's available to you, it's free of charge to pair you up with an area host family that can show you around, love on you, encourage you, maybe be there when you're kind of studied out and you need to just kind of defrag somewhere, maybe out in the country, or maybe you've never rode on a combine and one of the farmer friends will host you, or you wonder just how the American culture all works, then we would encourage you to get in touch with the University of Illinois, the ISSS program, or the International Hospitality Committee.
And we sponsor free English conversation classes, and we sponsor friendship groups, too. So those are all included in the schedule, and we welcome both participants and volunteers.
Well, thank you, Nancy, so
You're
much.
Very
and,
welcome.
And thank you for pairing me up with Tracy. He's a great kid, and we're loving just getting to know him. And it's all because of you. You followed up with some information and matched me up, and he's working out great.
Great. I'm so glad. Thank you very much, and thank you for hosting for us. Oh, yes, ISSS. The phone number is 333-1303, and my email, nmcglath@gmail.com, nmcglath@gmail.com.
Hey, thank you so much, Nancy.
You're very welcome.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Great News Radio listeners, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Get involved, be a host family, be praying up this program. Maybe you know somebody that loves to reach out to the international student. Find out more at isss.illinois.edu or call 217-333-1303 and ask about the International Student and Scholar Services, or specifically IHC, International Hospitality Committee. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.